Krisos Perek Gimel Mishnayot 3:10. So the last of the perek, and we're going to now elaborate a little bit on the nature of that idea of gufim mukhulakim, of distinct bodies. How far do we take that idea? And we're going to have Rabbi Kiva asking questions again, here questioning how it applies to Shabbos. So let's understand Shabbos for a second. One can be a shogeg in Hilchot Shabbos and chayav to bring a chatas in one of three ways. He can be a chatas, excuse me, he can be a shogeg in as much as he didn't know there was such a thing in Shabbos. He could be a shogeg that he knew that you can't do malacha on Shabbos, but he didn't know today was Shabbos. He thought today was Friday, he's standing on desert island or something like that. Or it could be that he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, he knows today is Shabbos, he didn't know this particular action is forbidden on Shabbos. So now, when it comes to Hilchot Shabbos, as I'm sure you all know, there is no explicit description in the Torah of what is forbidden on Shabbos, just malacha. But it's a learned out from Parashat Ketisa, where it says that there's instructions to build a Mishkan, and then the Torah prohibits building the Mishkan on Shabbos. Because I'll understand that the malachos, the creative activities that were used for the Mishkan, are the ones which are forbidden on Shabbos. And Chazal enumerate 39 different types of creative activity. Each one of them is called an av malacha, a general category of malacha, which means that it represents a general way in achieving something, but it's a general category. So the av is a specific way in which they did it, but it's representing something more conceptual. And there are tolados. The tolada is are similar activities, which have the same kind of intention or project or effect as the av, but they weren't necessarily used in the Mishkan. So, for example, the malacha of zoreya is planting, but that any time that you're stimulating plant growth, that's going to be forbidden from the Torah. And so, for example, watering a tree would be a tolda of zoreya. Now, toldos are just as forbidden as avos on Shabbos. However, there is one important distinction. When one does on Shabbos several malachas, but they're all toldos of a single av, or the av itself, so in other words, if one both plants grain and waters trees on Shabbos, so he's only chai of one chatas, because all subsumed, all included in one single av malacha. Whereas if he does malachas from two different avos, he has to bring a chatas for each of the two different avos. That is lahalacha. Now, our mission is going to start by asking Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, Sha'alti es Rabbi Eliezer, he asked his Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'osa malachos harba b'shabasos harbe. Two questions. The first question he asked is, what happens if a person does the same malacha week after week on Shabbos? He knows you can't do malacha on Shabbos. He knows that it was Shabbos, but he didn't know this particular thing was forbidden. So he planted grain week after week after week. So does he bring one chatas for the whole, or does he bring one chatas for each Shabbos, as we'll see in a second? Then the Mishnah reads, and it's hard to see, this is a second question, but it should be understood that way. Me'ein malacha achas behet, me'ein malacha achas. Or a second question is, what happens if he does two toldos that are of one av malacha? So on one Shabbos now, the second question is, a person does two things. Let's say, for example, he grafts a tree, which is a tolda, and he waters a tree, which is a tolda, both of zoreya. Or for that matter, if he does zri, plant seeds, and he does one of the toldos, or all the above. So does he bring for each separate tolda a separate chatas, or one chatas for all the toldos? Notwithstanding what I told you before, the halacha is one for all, but that's his question here. So if he does those things, either of those two things, either behelim echad, in one lapse of awareness, he over multiple Shabbosos does the same malacha repeatedly, or in a single Shabbos, he does multiple toldos of the same av repeatedly, more than one time on Shabbos. So says Rabbi Akiva, chayv achas al kulan, does he have to bring one chatas for all the Shabboses in question A, or one chatas for all the toldos in question B? O achas al kla achas v'achas. Or for question A, does he bring one chatas for each Shabbos that he violated, then the same malacha week after week, but each week is its own separate, like a gufa mechulakim, like the nidos? Or is it one for all of them? And the question B was, if he does two toldos on one Shabbos, does he bring one chatas or multiple chatas? Because do we look at everyone agrees that two different avos are requiring two different chatas. The question is two different toldos of a single av, is that one or two? So he asked those two questions to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Li, Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Chayav kol achas va'achas mikol v'chomer. So in this one answer, like in one breath, Rabbi Lezer is answering two questions. He's saying in both of your questions, there's an obligation to bring a chatas for each and every episode, meaning if the person does the same malacha for three Shabbos in a row, he brings three chatos, one for each Shabbos. And if a person does one, three different toldos of a single av malacha, he also brings three chatos, one for each tolda on that same Shabbos. Now, from here on out, for the rest of the Mishnah, it's quite a long Mishnah, we're not going to be focused on the toldos issue. That toldos issue, that you have to bring multiple chatos for multiple toldos, is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. It's based on his svara. It's not lahalacha. But now we're going to turn focus just on the second issue of how to relate to doing the same malach on multiple Shabbosos, behelem echad, in one lapse. Is that going to require one or more than one? And that's our discussion here. That's our focal point. So, says the Rabbi Eliezer to explain his kol v'chomer to Rabbi Kiva. Uma im hanida, and the Gemara changes the word nida to nidos. And when it comes to the nidos, we said, remember, a person who sleeps with five separate women, each of whom is a nida, even let's say they're all his wives, but they're five nidos. So he said they're gufu mechulakim, and you have to bring one chatas for each of the five women. So he's going to analogize from that and say, a kol v'chomer. If for five women you have to, that are nidos, you have to bring five chatos, even for one avera. So for sure on five Shabbosos, you also should have to bring five chatos, one for each Shabbos, even for the same specific iser. So what's the kol v'chomer? He says, Uma im hanida, when it comes to the women who are nidos, she'ein bo totsaos harbe v'chatos harbe. There aren't multiple, the idea is that the nidos are the more difficult to become chayev, because there's only one way you can be chayev for sleeping with a nida, which is sleeping with a nida. So there's not, ein bo totsaos harbe, there aren't many ways to go about v'chatos harbe. No, there aren't many different ways to be chayev yourself v'chatos, just one specific act that's m'chayev v'chatos. And nevertheless, chayav kol achas v'achas. And nevertheless, if there are five women, you have to bring five chatos, one for each of the five women. Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, which you see is more easily violated, it's more chatos prone, because sheyesh bat totzaos harbe v'chatos harbe. There's lots of ways to mechal Shabbos, and each of those ways of mechayv you is separate chatos. So you see Shabbos is like more, I said, chatos prone. Therefore, for sure, einodin, doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it stand to reason? That you should have to bring a chatas for each and every Shabbos that you violated, just kind of like a guf mechulakim. Each Shabbos like a separate guf, so to speak. Amarti lolo, but I said, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, no, I reject that kol v'chomer. Ima marta b'nida, if you want to talk about a woman who's a nida, sheyesh ba shtei azharos. So when the man sleeps with a nida, really there's two violations happening at the same time, because he is forbidden to sleep with her, and she's forbidden to sleep with him, and they're both given the hook for a chatas. So that's why Anita might be more strict in a way than a Shabbos, and therefore that breaks down your Kol V'Chomer, because Kol V'Chomer works, of course, when you have the Kal always being more lenient than the Chomer. So when it comes to there, since there are two different Azharos, two different prohibitions happening simultaneously, Shu Muzhar al Hanida v'Anida Muzheris Alav, he is forbidden to sleep with the Nida, and the Nida is forbidden to sleep with him. Tomar b'Shabbos, she'ein ba ela azhar achas. When a person is mechal Shabbos, he does a malacha, but it's only one law that's being violated. Amar li, so Rabbi Eliezer responds back to Rabbi Kiva, no, habal hakatanos yuchiach. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll prove to you that that's not relevant, the two simultaneous isurim happening. Because if a man slept with five nidos, each of whom, let's say, were 11 years old, so none of those five 11-year-old girls are going to be chayav to bring a chatas, because they're minors, they're ketanos. So you see, there's not two isurim, but rather one isur which is happening. She'ein b'hem el azhar ha'achas. There's only one isur on him, not on them. V'chayav al kol achas v'achas. And nevertheless, if he sleeps with those five 11-year-old nidos, he'll have to bring one chatas for each of the five. Again, b'shogeg. Amarti lo. I said, no, I don't like that one bit, because ima marta ba al hakatanos, if you're talking about someone who's sleeping with girls that are minors, 11 years old, sha'af al pi she'ein behen achshav, it's true that right now they aren't under a specific atara because they're minors, that's true, yesh ben la'achar zaman, but they will be chayavos after a time, so like it's applicable to them, just not right now because they're underage. Torah b'Shabbos she'ein ba lo achshav v'lo l'achar zman. When it comes to Shabbos, there's only one Isser now, and there's also two Isserim later on. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva rejects the Rabbi Lezer's Raya, even though he says that one Azar would be applicable for each of the individuals when they're still, the girls are minors. Now, there's a lot that you could talk about here, and this would perhaps reflect on the nature of what it means for Ketanos, minors, or a Katan, a minor boy, to an Avera, and what the Torah says about it, but we're not going to go there at all, because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't defend his position. Instead, he goes on to a new proof. Amar Li, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Akiva, he says, forget the nidos, forget the girls. Habala behema yuchiach. A man who sleeps on the animal will prove that it's the case, because, says Rabbi Eliezer, if a man sleeps with five animals, so there's only a lav on the man, there's no lav on the animal, of course, and yet he has to bring five chatos, one for each animal. Because, says Rabbi Eliezer, each animal is considered to be like a separate guf of mechalakim. So therefore, for sure Shabbos, which has more ways, it's more chatas prone, if you will, should be chayv for five chataos if you do one malacha on five Shabboses. Amarti lo, but I, Rabbi Akiva, said back to Rabbi Eliezer, behema kashabbos. He says, I'm just unsure whether a behema is considered to be one guf or five, like a nida, or not, just as I'm like Shabbat Shabbos. You can't bring a Raya from Behema because I don't know what the status of Behema is. That's the end of the Mishnah. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva is not accepting Rabbi Eliezer's argument. La halacha, according to the Rambam, is going to come out that we do treat separate Shabboses as like Gufim Mechalakim. So if you're Mechal separate Shabboses, each one is Mechayev its own separate Chatas. Just as if one who sleeps with five animals is five chatasos.